I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth brings us an essay on a tradition from both the kitchen and the garden, passed down from her mother.
My mother is a profound believer in the power of zucchini. A zucchini patch, she says, is a meal. It can feed a family for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner on the grill. You name the zucchini recipe, she's made it. She has 4 recipes for zucchini bread alone. That's what I want to talk about today. Her standby has a thick, moist center and thin green flecks. That's the one she makes the most. She's had it for so long she can't remember where the recipe came from anymore. Only that it's a keeper, and that it's equally good as muffins or loaves. She makes other recipes every now and again. Chocolate zucchini bread from our friend Maddie. A loaf with lemon zest and crystallized ginger from Heidi Swanson of 101 Cookbooks. And sometimes, she'll even fire up the oven for Lynn's spicy zucchini bread from the Victory Garden Cookbook. But it's her standby loaf that tastes like zucchini season to me. This loaf reminds me of sitting on the stools at my parents' kitchen counter, holding a knife and a stick of butter and carefully slathering one slice, then another, until the bread is gone. My mother's made a few twists over the years. She's swapped the all-purpose flour for whole wheat pastry flour, thrown in a handful of poppy seeds, and left in or out the nuts, depending on who's home. But essentially, it's the same tried and true loaf. The other day, I tried a version of my own. I found a baseball bat of a zucchini growing out from a vine wrapped around the raspberries in the garden. I grated it down and wrung the water out, the way my mother taught me, so the bread doesn't get too wet. I dug out a bag of rye flour and added cinnamon, salt, and nutmeg. I rummaged around in the cupboard until I found the apple cider molasses I bought this spring at a tiny store in New York. And a few minutes later, I packed the oven with 2 loaves. It wasn't too different from my mother's, just a few small changes. But I was thrilled with the way the squash played off the rye. That subtle shift reminded me of jazz, the way the same melody gets played over and over, and changes a little bit each time. It was a zucchini bread riff, an improv of whole wheat, molasses, and spice, that somehow tasted familiar, but new and just right. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Zucchini season's in full swing. You can find Elspeth's recipe for zucchini bread and links to all those recipes she mentioned in the piece on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.